Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we discussed the new release, The Fort, Henry and Donelson Campaign, February 6th through 16th, 1862, edited by Stephen E. Woodworth and Charles D. Greer for the Civil War Campaigns in the West series. This week, we're exploring some of the titles the press is shining a spotlight on for Pride Month. Q Policing, LGBTQ Plus Experiences, Perspectives, and Passions, edited by Roderick Colvin, Angela Dwyer, and Suleiman Giwa for the Perspectives on Crime and Justice series, features 18 contributors from around the world who explore the nature of the relationship between LGBTQ Plus communities and the police. Part 1 of the book offers insights on policing and racial and ethnic constructions, including efforts to build collaborative models of community building within groups and with law enforcement. Part 2 highlights the experiences of individuals who may be marginalized due to various social constructions, such as transgender, unhoused, Southern, or kink-involved. Finally, Part 3 shares perspectives of queer folks inside policing. The diverse international group of contributors, whose voices are not often heard in traditional outlets and mainstream media, demonstrates that despite discrimination, harassment, and violence, LGBTQ+ communities continue to thrive. The multiple award-winning Fashioning Lives, Black Queers in the Politics of Literacy, by Eric Darnell Pritchard, analyzes the life stories of 60 Black lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people, along with archival documents, literature, and film. Pritchard provides a theoretical framework for studying the literacy work of Black LGBTQ people, who do not fit into the traditional categories imposed on their language practices and identities. Examining the myriad ways literacy is used to inflict harm, Pritchard discusses how these harmful events prompt Black LGBTQ people to ensure their own survival by repurposing literacy through literacy performances fueled by accountability to self and communal love toward social and political change, a process the author calls restorative literacies. In the first publication of 6 plays by the flamboyantly uninhibited author, poet, and playwright Mercedes de Acosta, theater historian Robert A. Shankey rescues these lost theatrical writings from the dusty margins of obscurity. Often autobiographical, always rife with gender struggle, and still decidedly stage-worthy, Women in Turmoil, 6 plays by Mercedes de Acosta, constitutes a significant find for the canon of gay and lesbian drama. In her 1960 autobiography, Here Lies the Heart, de Acosta notes that as she was contemplating marriage to a man in 1920, she was in a strange turmoil about world affairs, my own writing, suffrage, sex, and my inner spiritual development. The voice in these plays is that of a lesbian in turmoil, marginalized and ignored. Her same-sex desires and struggles for acceptance fueled her writings, and nowhere is that more evident than in the plays contained herein. The women characters struggle with unfulfilling marriages, divorce, unrequited sexual desire, suppressed identity, and a longing for recognition. In That Furious Lesbian, the story of Mercedes de Acosta, the first book-length biography written about the early 20th century author, poet, and playwright, theater historian Robert A. Shankey mines lost archival materials and mixes in his own interviews with de Acosta's intimates to correct established myths and at last construct an accurate, detailed, and vibrant portrait of her. More than a record of her personal life and infamous romances, this account offers the first analysis of the complete breadth of de Acosta's literary works, including 3 volumes of poetry, 2 novels, 2 film scripts, and a dozen plays. Although only 2 of her plays were ever published during her lifetime, 4 of them were produced. De Acosta lived her desires publicly with verve and vigor at a time when few others would dare, and for that she paid the price of marginalized obscurity. Until now. With That Furious Lesbian, Shankey at last establishes Mercedes de Acosta's rightful place as a pioneer, and indeed a champion, in the early struggle for lesbian rights in this country. Grassroots historiography has been essential in shaping American sexual identities in the 20th century. Retroactivism and the Lesbian Archives, Composing Pasts and Futures, by Jean Bisset, winner of the 2018 Winifred Bryan Horner Outstanding Book Award, examines how lesbian collectives have employed retroactivist rhetorics to propel change in present identification and politics. By appropriating and composing versions of the past, these collectives question, challenge, deconstruct, and reinvent historical discourse itself to negotiate and contest lesbian identity. Bisset considers a diverse array of primary sources, including grassroots newsletters, place-based archives, experimental documentary films, and digital video collections, to investigate how retroactivists have revised and replaced dominant accounts of lesbian deviance. She argues that these retroactivists composed versions of a queer past that challenged then-present oppressions, joined together provisional communities, and disrupted static definitions and associations of lesbian identity. In his award-winning affecting poetry debut, Into Each Room We Enter Without Knowing, Sharif Shanahan explores what it means to be fully human in our wounded and divided world. In poised yet unrelenting lyric poems, Shanahan, queer and mixed race, confronts the challenges of a complex cultural inheritance, informed by colonialism and his mother's immigration to the United States from Morocco, navigating racial constructs, sexuality, family, and the globe in search of who we are to each other, who we are to ourselves. With poems that weave from Marrakesh to Zurich to London, through history to the present day, this book is, on its surface, an uncompromising exploration of identity in personal and collective terms. Yet the collection is, most deeply, about intimacy and love, the inevitability of human separation and the challenge of human connection, urging us to re-examine our own place in the broader human tapestry. You can buy your own copies of these excellent titles from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more of the books the press is spotlighting for Pride Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.